This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views report for the week of January 27th. As we close out January, the Colorado snowpack is a bit of a mixed bag according to the National Conservation Resource Service's Snowtell Snowpack Update report for Colorado. While the South Platte River Basin snowpack is 104% of normal, the Upper Colorado River Basin sets at 98% of normal, and the rest of Colorado River Basins have lower snowpack than are in these two basins. In southwest Colorado, the snowpack has a ways to go before reaching 100%. For example, the San Juan, Miguel, Dolores, Animas, and San Juan River basins are 69% of normal. Further east, the Rio Grande River basin is 73% of normal, which could affect water supplies for farmers down the length of the river. So once again, let it snow, let it snow. President Trump's threat of imposing tariffs on Canadian-Mexican goods would likely have severe negative impacts for both countries' agricultural industries, with the possibility of sending both the Canadian and Mexican economies into recession, according to many economists. They point out that the agricultural trade between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico is significant. According to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, in 2023, Canada sent more than $40 billion of agricultural goods to the U.S., which included beef, pork, and canola oil, while Canada is the number two market for U.S. agricultural exports, with sales worth $28.4 billion in 2023. Mexico is the largest single source of U.S. horticultural imports. In 2023, Mexico supplies 63% of U.S. vegetable imports and 47% of U.S. fruit and nut imports. They also sent the U.S. over 680 metric tons of fresh, chilled, and frozen beef, and 2 million head of live cattle. Joe Brusselas, chief economist at RSM, a global business service company, stated that this would be a real trade war, not a trade skirmish. This is serious. You would see job loss and people losing their homes. That's why some people on Wall Street believe Trump is bluffing. Investors are not dumping stocks. CEOs are not panicking. Economists have not dimmed their growth forecasts. Some agricultural organizations are calling for restraint on imposition of tariffs. The American Farm Bureau is calling for the Trump administration to negotiate rather than to implement a bunch of tariffs. They point out that exports generate about 20 cents of each dollar that farmers receive for sales of their crops and livestock. The Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture found in their recent monthly poll of producers that about 40% of them think that a trade war is likely or very likely. Although we seldom see a monarch butterfly in the Four Corners region, the insect is known for its continent-spanning migration and is found in every U.S. state except Alaska. But these insects face a number of threats from extreme weather, pesticides, habitat loss, and fragmentation in both the U.S. and Mexico, where they overwinter, which puts them at risk of going extinct. Monarchs in the West have declined by 98% since the 1980s. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed to list them as a threat with extinction. The proposal is supported by the American Farm Bureau and National Corn Growers Association, with both groups offering to provide input on how the monarchs can be protected without disrupting critical agricultural practices. American humorist Will Rogers wrote, "The short memories of American voters is what keeps our politicians in office." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.